Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's show with Dr. Louisa, talking about abuse trauma. Wow, I cannot believe all of this influenced me, becoming me again, becoming more positive, and I am no longer idealizing myself. I want to apologize for not being on the air on Tuesday. I went to a funeral and I had my material with me, but I really forgot all about the show until probably about 1:40 p.m. So once again, my apology. We're going to be giving you out information today, how to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we have three ways that you may contact them. You may text the word START, the word START. Next, you may call 800-799-7233. 800-799-7233. You may also call them, you may also reach them by going online to thehotline.org, thehotline.org. And we will give you out that information again later on in the show. I really try to do at least two or three times during the show. We want to thank our new followers for signing on. Very glad to have you on board. Also, please continue to pass the word along to others. You never know who is hiding and don't want anyone to know that they're being abused. The icon that says follow, that you may be alerted for the next show. And we will be coming on again on tomorrow. I'm not sure if I'm going to try to repeat this show just to continue it where I leave off for today. More than likely, I'll try to do the same show. So becoming me again. So now that we have been doing this series for the past few months talking about self-concept, you're beginning to see or realize tiny little things that you have not been paying attention to before, to realize that a part of you that was missing is coming back, and to realize that you have been being abused or taken what you may call advantage of. So we want to say that abuse-related trauma really happens after a person has been hurt or neglected. It can be from sexual or physically being abused or emotionally abused or being neglected. There are many forms now of domestic violence. If you go back to the beginning of our show, I think it was probably started in November of maybe 2021. I'm not sure if that's the year or not. But and you will get the different types of abuse that there are. Now, psychological abuse is often called emotional abuse. It's a form of abuse characterized by a person subjecting or exposing another person to a behavior that may result in psychological trauma, including anxiety, depression, or post-traumatic stress disorder. It's often associated with situations of power imbalance in abusive relationships and may include bullying, gaslighting, and abuse in the workplace. So being abused has there are no boundaries, no boundaries whatsoever to someone being abused. And also, don't even think that it's your fault that you have been abused or that you are being abused, because it is not your fault. You have not been wearing a sign or telling someone, come on and abuse me. It's just that the abuser looks for individuals that they can control and have power over. It's all about power and control for the person that is doing the abusing. And oh yes, by all means, your family life, the person you have become, your social environment, and your personal experiences. All of this has been explained several months ago, so you can go back and listen to some of our previous messages. Your personal experience talks about things that have happened in your life, all your personal experience. Your social environment is influenced by your peers and your teachers from the beginning of your life when you started going to school, family influence, the people that raised you, the people you grew up around, and your family members. They are all a part of the person whom you become, but it is up to you, to find the person that you want to be. And that's where the self concept comes in. And once again, you're going to have to go back in maybe about 6 or 7 months to start on our self-concept series, because what we're trying to do is build up your self-esteem. Your self-esteem is how you feel about yourself, your respect for yourself, and then your self-ability on things that you can do. These are what I consider to be really damaged from being abused. Your self-concept. Your self-concept, but the component is the self-esteem, what you feel about yourself. So we're working on you becoming the person that you were before you were abused. As I begin to go over some of the presentations that I give sometimes on Blog Talk Radio, I reflect on myself and how when I began to realize that I was coming back to myself, I was finally able to hear a voice, and that was me. I had not heard myself in a very long time, so it must be my spirit, me, Kathy, was not able to hear myself. And when I heard the voice, I said, oh, my goodness, I haven't heard that voice in a very long time. So you have to become more positive. All of the negative things that have been said to you about you that is not true, you have to now begin to turn it around to make it positive. And this is an ongoing process. Why? Because being abused, being emotionally abused, being verbally abused, took time to take effect upon the person, because it's something that was done over and over and over again. And just like me, you paid it no attention in the beginning. You didn't know what it was. But then once you were hooked, you were already in the abusive cycle of being psychologically abused and did not know it. So with all of the manipulation and the coerciveness that the abuser used to get you to be in psychological abusive trauma, it's going to take those same words that you heard negatively to turn them over positively about yourself. And that's what's going to really help you to lead, to heal. And we also did it on this. I think it's called automatic negative responses. And to no longer idealize yourself is to not think that you're someone else, not think that you're the person that you modeled yourself after, but you're going to become you, the real you. And what I like to say is not a phony you. So when a person has been abused, people feel or go through a lot of feelings and most of the time try to subdue or not acknowledge how they feel. Now, verbal abuse, as we've talked about in the past, takes on many forms. It's the form of your partner, your spouse, refusal to give you affection or attention. The refusal to include not talking to you or looking at you or even being in the same room with you. This is a form of verbal abuse. Nonverbal, but it's abuse. Name calling. Being abusive with derogatory language or insults that chip away at the target, let's chip away at the target's self-esteem, sense of self-worth and self-concept. Also, a form of verbal abuse is judging, looking down on you, not accepting you for who you are, or also to put you on a pedestal and have unrealistic expectations of you, that kind of a pedestal, having unexpected expectations of you, And then criticism, harsh and persistent remarks that are used to make the person feel bad about themselves. The criticism is not constructive, but deliberate and hurtful. So how does it affect the life of someone being abused? It can change the person's mood, have the person having chronic stress, most definitely a decreased self-esteem, feelings of shame, guilt, hopelessness. Some people turn to substance abuse. Some people turn to social withdrawal and isolation. And definitely an increase in anxiety. These are just some of the things that are a result of being psychologically, verbally, emotionally abused. Once again, the domestic violence hotline number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may text the word START to 88788. That is 88788. You may also go online to thehotline.org. Thehotline.org. So you may call, you may text, and you may chat live online. Please tell others about the show. Don't forget to click the icon. And I want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening on today. We're going to pick up tomorrow where we left off on today. And we want to talk about recovery, although we've also done a series on this in the past, but we're trying to incorporate it into what we're talking about now. So we'll pick up tomorrow and give you some more tips on how to become the new you in 2024. So continue to speak positively to yourself as you continue to hear the negative comments in your mind, things that have been said about you. You just stop, shut it down, and make it into a positive about you on your way to recovery. So I thank you for tuning in. Click the icon, tell someone about the show, and talk with you on tomorrow. May God continue to bless you. Have a great day.